The following is a conversation between His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, and a Sanskrit professor from the University of Marseille. Recorded August 13, 1973, in Paris, France.
Levels of initiation do you have?
Two.
Two. The first
initiation, experimental.
Yes.
Chanting Hare Krishna. Then as he practices, becomes more purified. Then second initiation, Gayatri.
Yeah.
Gayatri. But the first initiation, according to Jiva Goswami, that is sufficient. Chanting Hare Krishna, that is sufficient. But still, to purify them more, the second initiation, Gayatri, is good. So we are creating Brahmanas,
yes,
in the Western countries.
Right.
Yes.
Don't you think it's against the Dharma Shastra?
No.
No. Tell me why.
Because in the Bhagavad Gita, it is said, Chatur Varnam Maya Sristam Guna Karma Vibhava. There is nothing such thing as Janma. And another play, Bhagavatam, there is statement of Narada advising Maharaj Yudhishthira,
yeah,
that Jasahi Jat Lakhanam Shah Varnabhi Bandhyaka. There are symptoms,
yes,
Brahman system,
Satya
Samadama Siddhikha Adhyo. This is stated in the
book.
Jasahi Jat Lakhanam Shah Varnabhi Bandhyaka. Abhivanjakam, varna. Jat hi jasa lakhanam shah. Tat jadi annatra api drishyata, tat tenaiva vinidvise. This is the injunction,
yes,
of Narada. The symptoms, brahminical symptoms, if it is found in the person who is born in a Shudra family, he should be accepted as Brahman. And if the Shudra symptoms are visible in a person born in a Brahmin family, he should be accepted. And in the Javal Upanishad, there is Sattakam Javal. So Sattakam was born of a maidservant, but he wanted to become Brahman. So he went to Gautam Muni, said, make me your disciple. In those days, Vedic Brahminical culture, without becoming Brahmana, he cannot be initiated. Initiation means to make one Brahman. So this is Javal Upanishad. This Sattakam Javal, he went to Gautam Muni for initiation. So Gautam Muni asked him, who is your father? He replied that he did not know. So ask your mother. The mother was asked also. She said, no, I do not. She came to Gautam Muni and said that my father's name is neither known to my mother,
yeah,
nor
I
to me. Then he accepted that you are a Brahman.
Yes.
Because he is talking,
yeah,
true.
The truth, satya.
That is the sign.
That's right. It's well known.
Therefore, by birth, a Brahman is not made.
Yes.
By character.
Yes, I agree. And what about girls? Do you initiate girls or not? Do you initiate girls?
Oh yes, so many girls. Sriya Sudra Tatha Vaishya Sripi Janati Parangati.
That's not...
Find out this verse. So according to Vedic injunction, The Westerners are mlechhas, jagannath. You know better than that.
Yes.
So, papajoni. And therefore Krishna says, what does he say?
Mani pada vipashritya yes, yepi syukpapayonaya. Striyo vaishyas tatashudras yepi yanti paramgatyam. O son of Pita, those who take shelter in me, the lowly be of lower birth, women, vaishyas, merchants, as well as shudras or workers, can approach the supreme destination.
In another place in Srimad Bhagavatam, I think second canto, find out this verse. He rato kunam the pulinda pukkasa, abhira sambha jamana kasadaya, jinne cha papa, jadupasa.
He rato kunam the pulinda pukkasa, abhira sambha jamana kasadaya,
the name of Jamana is there.
Yapa shraya shraya shudhyanti tasmai pavavishnave namaha. Translation. Kirata, Una, Andhra, Pulinda, Pokasha, Abhira, Shumpa, Yavana, and the Kosa races, and even others who are addicted to sinful acts, can be purified by taking shelter of the devotees of the Lord, due to His being the supreme power. I beg to offer my respectful obeisances unto Him.
Now, I understand exactly what the purpose of your movement is. I just wonder if you think the Western world is ready for this message?
Yes, why not ready? So many young men are coming.
Many, okay, yes, but consideration of so many other people outside this temple.
Any sane man will accept.
Yeah.
This cult will not be accepted by the insect. One who is in quite order of the breath, he will accept. Only murhas, that is stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Ramang duskitana murha purpadante narama. What is your opinion about interpretation?
Well, it's much better to have a commentary separated, not an interpretation given mixed with the translation. It has not to be
mixed. It is not good.
No.
Yeah. Besides that,
it has to be different.
Right? If you have got your own opinion, you can write your own book.
Yes.
But you cannot interpret on the Bhagavad Gita.
No, you are right.
Then the authority of Bhagavad Gita is gone. But everyone is doing like that, even Dr. Radhakrishna and others. Even Gandhi has done.
Gandhi has done?
Gandhi.
Yes.
Mahatma Gandhi.
Yes.
He has also interpreted. He has interpreted this body. Kurukshetra means this body.
Oh. But he didn't write it.
It is not what he said, but this has become a fashion to give his own interpretation.
Yeah, that's right. The fashion, yes. That's the world. That's right.
But Krishna was not that he left something to be interpreted later on by another rascal. No. That was not Krishna's intention. What Krishna says, that is final. We accept in that way. Krishna says, manmana bhavamad bhaktam ajyajimang namaskuru. So we appeal to the people that you think of Krishna, you become a devotee of Krishna. All these disciples, they have been taught like that.
Yes.
You offer obeisances to Krishna. Manmana bhavamad bhakta madhyaji, you worship Krishna. Yes. And by doing that, they are advancing. Advancing. And before me, for hundreds of years, more than that, the Bhagavad Gita was known to the European and American countries, as you say, there are so many countries.
Yes.
But not a single soul became a devotee of Krishna. There is no history. Yes. So far we know that by reading Bhagavad Gita, it is meant for making a person devotee of Krishna. Sarva dharman parityajya mam ekam saranam. But before my coming here, so many Swamis came the priest and Bhagavad Gita.
Yes.
So many scholars came.
Yeah.
But not a single soul became a pure devotee of Krishna.
Yes, because all their... So for instance, you had the Ramakrishna mission.
What the Ramakrishna mission has done?
Yes.
Ramakrishna mission has done this, that they have learned to drink wine and eat meat. That's all. From the Western country.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. That is their contribution. And they have spoiled the Hindu culture.
Oh.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Because Vivekananda said, oh, what is the harm there in eating? You can eat whatever you like. It doesn't matter in religion.
Mm-hmm.
It was the first. And he himself was eating anything. So all the Ramakrishna mission sannyasis, still they are eating meat, egg, and everything, especially in America. Yeah. Fish is no consideration, that is daily affair. And the turkey, yes. Instead of preaching here, they have taken the Western method. And Vivekananda's preaching is like Western missionaries.
Yes.
Open hospital, school.
You're right. Yes.
Yes. He had no spiritual knowledge.
Yeah.
So therefore it has not been successful. They are preaching in the Western country, as far as I know, in America. They have about 10 or 12 branches. I am working for the last 6 years only. I have already 50 branches. And each branch, there are devotees like them, not less than 25, up to 200, 300. All dedicated souls.
And what about Maharishi Mahesh Yogi?
I don't take account of this, because they are not standard. They are not standard. We are following Bhagavad Gita as it is, standard. They have got their own manufactured way, so we don't recognize them. Our process is, evam parampara praptam imam rajasaya guruji. Parampara. What Krishna said, the disciple succession will say the same thing. But they are speaking differently.
Yeah.
Therefore we don't take that as bona fide. They are not bona fide. And from external point of view, we have got so many literature, so many branches, so many devotees within 6 years. They haven't got such. Even Ramakrishna Mission. They are working for the last 80 years.
Oh, yes.
And I have worked only for 6 years. And my result is 80 times more than them.